Parents of the thousands of Cleveland children who use state-funded vouchers to pay tuition at private schools are celebrating. The U.S. Supreme Court ruled yesterday that it is constitutional to use tax money at religious schools. From member station WKSU, Julie Grant reports.
Joyce Thompson's daughter will continue to attend St. Rocco's Catholic School when she starts the third grade next fall. And Ohio taxpayers will continue to pay most of the bill. At a Cleveland news conference with other voucher parents, Thompson expressed her glee.
I don't have to worry about my daughter. My voice is shaking because I'm crying. Those are tears of joy because the decision today is overwhelming.
Thompson works part-time, earning about $12,000 a year. Single parent Danny Kelly is a union construction worker raising four elementary-age children on his own. The state now pays 75% of their tuition at a Catholic school.
The most important thing you can do nowadays is educate your children. You know, you want them to get the best education that you can work for, you know. And I'm not really sure if I'd have been able to do it without the vouchers.
Thompson and Kelly won a lottery to receive vouchers in Ohio's pilot program in Cleveland. The state offers vouchers worth nearly $2,300 to more than 4,000 students. James Hardiman of the local chapter of the NAACP says vouchers are bad for those who remain in the public schools.
I want the best for all children, and when I consider what's best for all children, then I have to consider what's going to be left in the Cleveland public schools if, in fact, the best students are skimmed off of the top so that we have a system of the have-nots.
Cleveland school officials say nearly $50 million has been diverted from the district to the voucher program since 1996. At that time, the district had one of the nation's worst graduation rates and failed all of the state's education goals. Ohio Attorney General Betty Montgomery says vouchers provide options for families who can't otherwise afford private school.
But I don't think this system is going to hurt public education. I think it will help it. In the short term, I understand the argument. In the long term, I believe it makes us healthier, more competitive, more related to the kids that we're teaching.
But almost all the private schools taking vouchers are Catholic schools, and there's no evidence that Cleveland voucher students are performing better than their public school counterparts. Attorney General Montgomery expects the voucher program to expand to other Ohio cities, and that worries teachers who fought the voucher program in court. Teachers Union President Tom Mooney argues that the public is losing control of its schools.
Everybody has an interest in ensuring that all the kids get offered a good education, so everybody pays. But in return, everybody's supposed to have a say in how those schools are run and what's being taught and whether they're being run well. So when you create a voucher program, even if it doesn't include religious schools, you break that bargain.
With the controversial Supreme Court ruling, it is state legislatures that will now frame the future of school vouchers. Florida and Milwaukee already have large voucher programs. And while voters in 20 other states have rejected them, lawmakers in 8 states are planning bills to give parents vouchers or tax credits for private school tuition. For NPR News, I'm Julie Grant in Cleveland.